the bill died in a Senate committee, was revived on the Senate floor, and passed 20-15 in favor. It mandates that high school and college women's sports are reserved for biological females. Each school will collect written waivers that state every high school and collegiate athlete's age, reproductive biology, and whether they've taken performance-enhancing drugs. Republican State Senator Maggie Sutton is one of the prime sponsors of the bill. She says male athletes are 10-20% better than similarly trained female athletes.
The strength of this bill is its inclusiveness to all who have a desire for competitive fairness.
Democratic State Senator Reynold Nesiba disagrees the bill is about fairness.
To me, it looks an awful lot like bullying. Because the people who are put down, the stranger that we're supposed to welcome in Matthew 25, are trans people.
Opponents say the bill excludes one specific group, transgender girl athletes. A similar bill has been enjoined in Idaho. Jana Farley is the spokesperson for the ACLU of South Dakota. She says it's disheartening legislators are spending their time on bills like this.
You know, we don't need to have discrimination like this codified into law.
The ACLU says the bill is broad and ill-defined. The group says they're exploring all options. Governor Kristi Noem says she's excited to sign the bill into law. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.